Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Everybody, Jeannie Zeden is in the house. Well, not never really in the house. I think I'm in a hotel room. You're in a car, correct?
Yes. Driving.
And Jeannie, let's jump on into things. You and Ricky, there was a prevailing theme that I keep hearing the last few weeks on Nikan calls, on Zooms, and I think Gwen Carter nailed it on Tuesday this week on the Sizzle call when she said, you know, that the Nikan family is just so amazing. And I was pondering this conversation between you and I right now, and I went back to when I first met you and Ricky. It was either at a Nikan event or it was at the Oregon State Fair.
Right.
And I can't remember which one, but either one, whichever one it was, I thought, okay, these two people, Ricky and Jeannie, they're going to be like extensions of our family, and not only the Nikan family, but the Rogers family. And you two have been such a blessing to both Stacy and I and to my parents over the years. But take us back to the beginning. Tell us your story. And if you want to do the elevator speech version and elongate it, totally up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I have to have parameters or I will continue on. So that's a good thing. Oregon State Fair. Ricky and I have worked fairs. Well, we're going to be married 30 years in July, coming up July. So we got into the pitch business a little bit before that. Ricky and I met in the pitch business, and then we decided to work together, which is awesome. And so we worked a few state fairs throughout the summertime, because in Phoenix, you kind of want to leave in the summer if you can't because of the heat. And so we created a route for the summertime, and Oregon State Fair was always one of our favorites. This year would have been my 30th year in a row to come to the Oregon State Fair. So, but we had a little hiatus this summer and stayed home in the wonderful heat here. And we're glad that it's cooling down now. It's 70 degrees right now, which is fantastic. Anyway, what we do is demonstrate kitchen gadgets, wear a microphone and gather a crowd and sell whatever it is we're selling. And because of doing that for so many years, I believe I was approaching 50 years old when I met your mom, Char, and at the fair, and found out they had a Nikan booth at the fair. And I really didn't know that until later, because I left my booth, except maybe go get something to the restroom. So I was approaching 50, and I was getting some of those, because we stood for like anywhere from 12 days to 18 days, all day long in a row, like 12, 14 hours a day, and demonstrated, and wanting to be pleasant to the public. It's always nice to be pleasant to the public. I always like to feel good, to have my, wits about me and all of that, too. So I was starting to get some. So I was living in Ricky, too. He had elbows that swelled up and from the abuse, and we were actually living on ibuprofen at the time. I say living on ibuprofen. We were taking it on a regular basis quite a bit during the day, and I knew that was not a good thing on a long-term basis. So anyway, I met Char. I always recognized Char because she was like one of my best customers. She would buy 10 of everything that I had. And of course, she's a kitchen guru, and she loves food and making life simpler in the kitchen. And so we had kitchen gadgets. We just kind of matched. So she came by one day, and we were talking, and noticed that I was rubbing my wrist and my thumb and asked me what's going on. And I told her, and she said, well, you want to try something? And I said, sure. And I got relief with one of the products. And I said, oh, okay, I think I want one of those. So as time progressed, she introduced me to the business of network marketing, and we had been approached by many network marketers just because we're kind of high profile, because we're gathering a crowd, standing up on a box and wearing microphones and all of that. And but the gentle approach that she approached me with, it was just we became friends, and then we talked about life, and it was wonderful. But she introduced me to a book by Robert Kiyosaki called The Business School for People Who Love Helping People. It had a cassette tape attached to it, so we're going back 16 years ago. And I read that book on the way back from Oregon. We have a three-day drive. And by the time we got home, I went on the computer, which was kind of challenging at that time. I went on the computer and signed myself up as a consultant because I was thinking she could help. So that's how I got involved with Nikan. And it's so multifaceted. The five pillars of wellness really spoke to me because I've always strived, I always wanted to be on the healthier side. And my mom instilled that to us growing up, that we had this one body and we need to take care of it. And that's always a journey. So it just made sense to me. And then the personal development side, the humans being more training. Wow, I'm like a lifer with Nikan because of all the technologies. So, and greater than that, all the people that I've met. And Vance, you and Stacy, you know, being an I've met your family, your brothers and sisters-in-law, and just had some wonderful times there in Oregon. And your parents would come down and see us here in Phoenix through all their big buses and vehicles and different things. And we just really have such a great relationship. I always love that.
So, you know, Jeannie, you hit on several things, one of which is I know who to blame for those kitchen gadgets that...
it's me. I'll take them back.
In the fives, the tens. My nephew said to me months ago, he said, you know, the thing about referring to his grandparents, you know, Denny and Cheryl Rogers, he said, you know, they have really good intentions when they buy so many of certain things. And he said, but Uncle Vance, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. He said, somebody said that. And of course we enjoyed the laugh. But you know, that aspect of family, Dennis Williams talked about this, Thursday night on the Sizzle call as well, that, the couple that shared, I've forgotten their name, the Delgados are their last name, but in their 80s and still going strong, she talked about using the insoles. And she's still bowling at 84 years young. And I'm sitting there listening to this going, holy smokes. And then last night, Dave Gilday, 64, running a roofing business and getting up on roofs every day. And he says, I love it. He said, I'm on 3 to 4 roofs every day. And that it's not easy. I know about getting up and down on ladders. So doing what you and Ricky do on your feet, not having to consume ibuprofen, and I meet people like that, and it's one of those things, but it's so much more than that. And I know that the conversations you and I have enjoyed, both in person and on the phone, the personal development, we see that in our culture today.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how somebody else got on our line. Because I muted everybody else out.
That's interesting.
Remember when we talked about the tub before?
That voice sounds like Barbara Bertucci. if I'm not correct. Or maybe I am. There we go. Okay. I think, Jeannie, let's piggyback on that, if we can, and segue. I want to put a plug in here, because you've been a student, as you said, the personal development side of it, and I know for the last 4 years, you got bit hard about 4.5 years ago by the I can attitude bug, if I could call it that.
Yeah.
And you and I have continued with that since the summer of 2016. And why?
Well, personal development is an ongoing thing. But I think the biggest thing with the ICANN class is learning how important repetition is. And it sounds pretty simple when I say that, because, of course, the more you repeat something, you pick it up quicker, and then it becomes a habit, and you remember it, and you act on it. And so in the pitch business, we had to learn sort of a demonstration script, so to speak, just to get everything in order, and then we just ad lib on top of that. And definitely practice with a kitchen gadget that has sharp edges is very important. and then talking at the same time so you don't, you know, chop a finger or something. So it's the same thing in life and with personal development, and how we grow is daily. And I think the healthy mind category in the 5 pillars is really, really important. I remember once I used to do healthy body first, and now I see healthy mind first, and I really like that a lot, because how we're thinking about something, how we view life, or every situation that we encounter is so important. And the ICANN class just is, it covers so many facets of life. So that's, and living life on principle. And why some people who, I mean, it's for, let's see, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And so if people live on principle, even if they don't know they are, they're going to succeed.
So, well, and there's I didn't order it, but I saw the cover of Joel Osteen's newest book, and I think the title is How to Eliminate Negative. And that's the number one rule of the ICANN Attitude course is we don't do negative. And then secondly, we don't associate with negative people. And that's tough, because our world is, you know, as Jim Rohn says, there's only, you know, 8 bozos in the world. They just move around a lot. And that's, what's fascinating is when we make that decision to avoid negativity, Stacy told me she had an encounter this last week at a Starbucks, and the gal in front of her was beyond hostile to the employees, you know, yelling at them, telling them they messed up her order, you know, blah, 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 blah. And Stacy just jumped in and started correcting her and say, well, you need to understand it. Well, finally, the gal looked at her and said, you know, how do you know all this stuff? And rather than divulge her secret that, you know, a few weeks prior, she was, in fact, a Starbucks barista, she just simply looked at the gal and said, well, I pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, and it was basically saying, you know, it's not too hard to be nice. It's really not that hard. we're talking about a beverage. It's not like your firstborn child just died. And so we get to, and that's the whole thing. And I think there's a reason why that healthy mind is number 2 when we look at the 5 pillars of wellness. And it's because what was the ad from years ago, the anti-drug commercials that we saw on billboards? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes.
And that's what I see. So I'm going to put a plug in right now for those of you who are interested in saying, you know, 2020 just absolutely sucketh, you know, to quote it in the King James version or Old English version, it just sucketh. If you're already looking at, you know, 2021, like I'm going to do some things differently. It's not about making New Year's resolutions, but if you want to, you started off with a bang. Well, I think it's January 7th, I believe. I don't have the date, but just consider it. And it's a really, really fun course. I know Jeannie and Andy, her business buddy partner, they facilitated our weekly call this last Thursday, and it was phenomenal. It was just so much fun. And that's what, you know, it's not about Vance. It's not about Jeannie. It's not about any one person. It's about the whole family. Jeannie, if I can, I'd like to switch gears because there's two things on the forefront looking into finishing out 2020 strongly. We saw a huge surge in October, and whenever Nikon introduces a promotion or continues on with what we have and gives us like marketing tips or angles on how to be more customer-centric, if I can use that word, which, by the way, every time I type it, it always says it's misspelled. But when we're customer-driven and we see that in our culture today, anything that's customer-driven or they've adapted, those companies are succeeding. And companies who don't adapt, they don't exist today. And I could name restaurants or businesses that were commonplace and they didn't adapt. Looking at what Nikon has adapted for going into the cooler months, this cozy pack, why, for you and Ricky, why is the Nikon comforter and the pillows and the sleep mask, if you use them, not everybody uses the sleep mask, although they are wonderful, why is this wonderful sun technology in a comforter and in a pillow so vital?
Well, sleep, first of all, is really, really vital. And it's just, I was talking to a gal yesterday about it. She was looking at through the catalog online, and I said, oh, guess what? We have a cozy winter pack. And she's like, what's that? So, because she realizes the value of sleep also. And when you sleep in this cocoon, I love that. I love the cocoon idea. And it's not the real cocoon that we have or did have. Do we still have that? I'm not sure. But anyway, the comforter, to have temperature regulation and to have all the technology in it that surrounds you, and then to have your head on that pillow. And I do use the sleep mask most of the time. There are times when I don't, but they say sleeping in a dark room is better, you know, not having any light, even though your eyes are shut, can affect you. And but it is very cozy. I love the cozy winter pack. I love the name of that, too, because it is cozy. Ricky and I, when we first got our sleep system a while back, we were, like, racing to be the first one to be in the cocoon healing. So it's wonderful to jump in there and then to come out in the morning, as Janice Miller says, like a butterfly. And you're just ready for the day. And it's very vital, the physical activity that we do throughout a day, the mental stresses that we have throughout the day. Sleep is when your body, your mind puts all that in order. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're fresh. So that's my take on it. We are sending notes to our customers, letting them know about it. I have several that have been talking about comforters and pillows and different things. And so we have put together a newsletter. I don't know if I'm going to call it the newsletter. I'm calling it My Musings on the Five Pillars of Wellness. is what I'm supposed to be calling it. And so sleep is the first topic, and then I'm going to send out.
You know, that's a fantastic way to address it. I love that. My musings on the five pillars of wellness. I love your reference to what Janice Miller always talks about, that when you get into a Nikan sleep system, Dave Gilday talked about this last night again on the Sizzle call, that they just spent several thousand dollars on a new mattress, and then they realized once they got on it how much they missed their Nikan sleep system. And they didn't realize it until that wait a second, we just spent thousands of dollars on this new mattress that's supposed to do all these things, and it's not doing it. There's something about being in that cocoon. And yes, by the way, I wanted to double check, so I thought, yeah, we do have the cocoon, the Nikan sleeping bag.
I love that too.
It's great. And I'll tell you, we've seen more. I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you, we have seen more and more young people who really, really struggled with sleep. We have one. She is a ball of energy 24/7, and getting her to go to sleep. And I've got the Kinko ground down at her feet. We've got the comforter on her bed. Sometimes we get her to sleep with a sleep mask, if not naked one. And that's one of the things. It's like, oh man, I just ordered two of the pillowcases, so she will never be without. I mean, we're going to get that on her pillow, and that way, and then when it gets, you know, it's time to wash, I'll put the second one on it and rotate on it. That's when you have them in a two-pack, these specials are fantastic.
Yeah.
And a 15% discount when you crunch the numbers on it. I love your idea about making contact with customers. It's such a simple way as we go into these winter months. Costco has had Christmas stuff in their stores for over a month now. It's never too early to start getting people thinking about that, especially husbands and wives who don't know what to get this year for Christmas. Say, hey, would you guys consider this an investment in your sleep? Now, let me throw in a little spoiler alert here, teaser. I've heard from the Nikan employees that sometime in December, they're hoping to get the new toppers back online. And I don't know all the details. But until then, we've got this cozy pack. Lastly, Jeannie, I want to, you and I thoroughly, because we were texting each other during, or maybe it was right after, the 45th virtual convention that we got to experience. And I really, really thoroughly enjoyed the few people that I invited over, and, you know, with COVID and everything, you know, we got to keep it a small group. And my parents and Larry Hafner, and then the second day his wife Pat, and then Andy Kemi, and then the second day another couple, Will and Susan. And it was so wonderful. But what the consensus of our group, and I know you and I have talked about this, is being able to utilize those presentations that came out of it. How are you going to use those?
Well, I am so thrilled that they've been sent out. I've been waiting for them to come out, because several of them, and of course Dave Balzer is one of them that I'm sending out today to the gal I talked to yesterday, because her husband has his heart issues, and he doesn't have a pacemaker or anything, but she's concerned about magnetics. And so I thought, oh my gosh, and she loves to hear the science side of things, and I told her about Dave Balzer and how cool he is, funny he is, and all of that, and so she's expecting that. And I've talked a lot about Pascal Finetti, the futurist. It's just, he helped me so much to go, wow, to be forward thinking, and to know that we must transform, we must change to meet what's happening in the future. I mean, we always have. That's just, civilization has been that way. And love his, I can't wait to listen to that one again. I've listened to part of it, but because it's kind of deep in certain areas, at least for me, my thinking. And then to come out with Vision 2025 with Luis and the the staff there, I was blown away by that. I think it's so amazing. And to become the most influential global wellness company, I just was like, love that. Love, love, love it. I love the way it sounds. And I used that last night in talking with my friend Lisa, too, and because she's been approached by, many shampoo companies and all kinds of stuff, you know. And she said, but Jeannie, I had asked her to be a partner with me last summer, a year ago, you know, and so she's intrigued by, lots of different things. Anyway, so there's nothing like being there. But since it was virtual and we got to record a lot of this stuff, I think it's still so vital and important that, hold on, I got to show my mask here. I'm going into the market. Here's my mask. There we go. I have to hold it up or they won't let me in. Anyway, so, but, we can use those for specific situations. Maybe people who couldn't come. I had invited a slew of people, and many of them did not get to come. But they're asking me if what about it? And so I'm working on getting together with them. But this will be a perfect.
I think one of the ideas that pops into my mind when I went back and I looked at the list of videos we do have available is the really smart, wise people have narrowed down, and we had one of our presenters talk about the four biggest stressors of 2020. Okay, COVID, obviously, front and center. You've got the racial reconciliation issues going on. You've got hostile political environment, and we're still dealing with that. We will always be dealing with that. Period. Mm-hmm. And then fourthly, you've got this ongoing, and I just saw an article in a newspaper yesterday talking about doctors who are being forced to spend less time with patients, and they can't be with them face to face. It's all virtual. And therefore, the diagnoses are a little off, that they're not being able to give that personal touch. And I'm thinking, you put all that combined, and you can be the most vital when we look at it. But we literally have to raise our expectation of, we've been here for 45 years. We're not going anywhere. And you mentioned the as Rick Murphy says, the lotions and the potions and all this other stuff. We have all of it, and we'll be getting, knock on wood, I've got, oh, that's for Micah. we'll be getting the air
unit
sometime soon back. And that's the beauty of it. But let's focus on what we have. And I really appreciate the way you've already got people who are asking you for those segments. And I would add, when we deliver it to people, put a sense of urgency on it of, hey, if you want to break from what you've been consuming or what's been consuming you the last few days on the screen, everything political. Why don't you consider, here's a futurist. His name's Pascal, and he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. And my lead in has been, did you know that when we put the first men on the moon, the technology involved in that is the same, that all that technology, we could do that today with the same computer chip that's in a disposable home pregnancy test kit.
Yeah. That was amazing. So I've always been a glass half full person, so I'm on the positive side of things. Normally, I was kind of raised that way. And so it's just so important to, I think with his sharing on that, Pascal Finetti's sharing on that, I think that might open some windows for people to think differently. I really do. And I want to add too, and you may already be going to do this, but Sean Aker is going to be on Dave's after this call, The Happiness Advantage was his book, and I listened to the little blip. There's a 12-minute blip that Dave sent out in the Core Consultant newsletter, and I listened to that this morning as I was getting dressed and or getting my makeup on. And yes, I wear makeup even though I have a mask. But anyway, I even put lipstick on, okay? But anyway, that's going to be awesome. And it was really cool to hear his point of view. Anyway, I just wanted to put a little plug in for that, too.
No, and I appreciate that because they these are the constant things that we see people in the Nikan family is they're always going forward. We don't do negative. We don't hang out with negative people. And the more I met a gentleman this week that I'm confident he's going to be a wonderful customer. And if nothing else, when we parted ways, he said, Vance, what you never even told me your last name. And I shared it. And I said, and Mike, what is yours? And he shared it with me. He made sure I got the spelling correct. And it was such a breath of fresh air. Because forward-thinking people, and that's what we when we're living that we're going to attract that. So, Jeannie, well, I know you need to get into the market. So, thank you for allowing us to be part of your commute, your drive time.
Oh, it was wonderful. I love talking on the phone when I'm driving. So it's 45 minutes. It's perfect drive. So this is perfect. Thank you for the opportunity to share this call with you. Love it.
And just as a reminder, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. If you've got somebody that you think would relate to Jeannie's story about being addicted to ibuprofen and or any kind of medication for that matter, it's absolutely amazing. So you'll find this conversation and all the others in reverse order. Oldest are at the bottom. And I want to put a plug in for Jane Benson from, was that last Saturday? I can't even, they all kind of run together for me. But Jane Benson is a customer who went through, prior to Nikan, a liver transplant and then a stroke. And she is a firecracker. If you missed her story live, it's there. I started listening to it again yesterday, and I got sucked right into it, just like I was talking to her for the first time. Great, great story to share with other people. And I would encourage folks when you copy and paste via text or email, tell the people, hey, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. Just listen to let's say the first 7 or 10 minutes. But watch what happens. It's really, really fun. And I've gotten feedback this way from folks. They say, man, I started listening, and before you know it, I listened to the whole thing. And the videos, Dave Balzer's video. Now, this is a little more trying with young people who are, let's say, under the age of 30, because they want everything in like 7 or 11 seconds. Any YouTube video that they, because they're so fast in processing information. Those are typically not the customers or the consultants were, you know, that age category, although we're not going to ignore them. But the real meat of some of these conversations and these presentations from the 45th, it's going to take them a few minutes to set down. And there's really nothing to watch on TV these days. We have one show that our family watches, but that's about it. And all the other stuff. This is what we can help people, you know, with humans being more. And the five pillars of wellness is get them forward thinking. So, anyways, I want to, again, say thank you to Jeannie for giving up her time. Appreciate it greatly. And that's all for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.